Blog Talk Radio.
On another beautiful night in downtown Pacific Beach, I'm David Chamberlain, and this is Because Wrestling, where we talk everything on wrestling. The phone number here is 319-527-6742. If you call, I will put you on. I'm only on a half an hour. What you get? I don't know if it's awesome or sucks at all at the same time. Now, normally, I do the show on Wednesdays, which is definitely what I prefer doing. But AEW is on Saturday this week and next week, so I'll probably do both shows on Saturday. Plus, huge U.S. soccer fan. They had a game Wednesday. I run a group that supports the team, so we couldn't do on Wednesday because of that also, and also coach high school football. So much going on. So this week and next week will be Saturdays. We will go back to Wednesdays in a couple weeks once AEW, the weird hockey thing switches. Now, what I don't understand, I know that AEW is going to be moving to the TBS. Why did you say don't do it now? Don't know, but that's the way it is. Oh, you know what? Maybe because TBS is doing the Major League Baseball playoffs, I guess, but it's done in January. No, it's done in October. So, anyways, so right now it's Saturday. I've been watching college football like I normally do. And all day, and I'm watching the ending of, I'll get to, this is my show, so I will talk a lot of weird shit. I am watching the ending of the Ole Miss Tennessee game, starting to turn into a GCW show with the debris being thrown on the field after Lane Kiffin. A lot of different interests going on in my life. But actually, the main reason this show is going on is wrestling, and we had an unbelievable nice card tonight in Miami. We also we have to start with this. Now, of all the stuff going on in the world of wrestling and all the stuff going on Saturday and Fridays and Tuesdays and Mondays and normally Wednesdays, AEW had a buy-in show for their Friday Rampage. Well, during Rampage buy-in show, and I'll try to check the numbers as we're sitting here, there was one match in particular that perked everyone's interest. It was Minoru Suzuki versus Bryan Danielson. Now, they have fought in the Indies before. This was in 2005, which is Bryan Danielson said himself he got the shit kicked out of him. Suzuki, if you don't know who he is pretty much one of the godfathers of the MMA. So this match was on YouTube. And with all fairness, and I believe, you know, to all fairness with Bobby Fish and Conti on it, I don't think too many people were paying attention to it. So you had so far 724,000 people have watched the buy-in show on YouTube. It might. I'm curious to see what the ratings are for AEW this week. They've been consistent a million for the last few weeks. Rampage has gotten, you know, 600,000. About that, what's plenty, but that's what the show is supposed to be. The match is easily potentially match of the year. And it was an absolute cracking belter of a match. They beat the dog piss out of each other. I don't know. They're still standing. Mizuki, well, Mauro Suzuki is in his freaking 50s, and the man can still go. Brian is in his 40s. Well, he's old enough. He's a lot less days left in wrestling. Both of them, you would think. But it was one of the best matches I've seen in a long time. They let him go. And it is amazing what the, quote, forbidden door done, where we can mix and match wrestlers through promotion. Suzuki is a Japanese legend. Wrestles in New Japan. He also does ROH. He's done all sorts of stuff. But he is now in AEW and is also doing a U.S. tour. He's fought in Nick Gage, which we'll get to. It is unbelievable what happens when you're allowed to let these guys move around freely. They have their home promotion, but bits and pieces. He's been allowed to move around, but unbelievable matches. This is going to be, at the end of the year, match of the year quality. You have, you know, Kenny Omega and Brian Danielson a couple weeks ago. Argument, match of the year. It is unbelievable what's going on in wrestling because of AEW. And the WWF, I think they're starting to feel the effects ticket-wise. Now, TV ratings are still pretty good for what they're doing. I just think people are starting excited that they have more variety because WWE is just WWE. AEW has mixed with all sorts of different performers. I really in luck what I'm seeing. Now, there's a couple guys I wanted to come from New Japan and wrestle in AEW. And with that little note, we'll go to the card that was actually the reason. Rampage, good show. But the main card was what was going on Saturday. I should go over the results of Rampage. I mean, you had Matt Sydal and CM Punk. CM Punk still looks like he's got it. You had the Men of the Year and the Santos versus the Inner Circle. The Inner Circle unites. It's interesting. I'm not sure. I guess I kind of understand it. Promo today, but American Top Team versus the Inner Circle. It looks like it's going to be a five-way tag in a five-way tag, I'm assuming, in the Full Gear, which we'll get to. Nothing officially announced. A great little thing. That was a good, decent Saturday, Friday night. Leading up, well, of course, the main event, which was not the main event, which is Brian Danielson versus Mauro Suzuki. I can't believe how good of a match it was. Now, tonight, the reason we're doing a Saturday show and watching college football is this Ole Miss-Tennessee game is still going on because they finally got the crowd stopped throwing crap at him. And this is really interesting what the rating is. I love when my notes aren't working. Or the consistent a million, and let's see what it is when they come back. Now you had Malachi Black versus Darte Martin. Malachi Black is a freaking cold killer. I love his entrance. It might be one of my favorite entrances going on in wrestling since The Undertaker. That's how I feel about it. And he beat Darte Martin. I believe next Saturday he's supposed to fight Cody Rhodes. I'd really like to see those two for him get a shot at the title after Full Gear, Malachi Black. The Inner Circles we talked about faced off with American Top Team. Basically, it looks like it's going to be a title fight. It's going to be a 10-man tag in full gear. I wonder if they'll do, like, what I consider elimination rules. I always like those type of tag matches, the Survivor Series rules set up for that. Then you had FTR dressed up like the weird come out, Matt, they were so sweet. Luchadors, you could tell it was them, wearing their green outfits, which was reminiscent of what WWE was going to do to them before they left. Beating the Lucha Brothers for the AAA tag team, which means the 5-time champs, if you go through all the professions, oh, that place would have gone bananas. I'm sorry. There's 3 seconds left. See, this is why I love what I do, all over sports, all the time. Ole Miss, Tennessee, there's 3 seconds left. If Tennessee has one more shot in the end zone, this crowd wants to storm the field. That until, I think, Lane Kiffin. But this is going to be an interesting 3 seconds. If I stop this, what happened? Then we have John Moxley. So, got myself distracted. FTR beat the Lucha Brothers. Where are they going to go with that? I'm assuming FTR is going to go down to AAA and defend the titles. Don't know, but cool. But they're a different style than the Lucha Brothers or the Luchador style down in Mexico. I love the little mix there. Then you had Moxley laying waste to Wheeler. And by the way, for those of you who were not paying attention, John Moxley is now the GCW heavyweight champ, which is amazing to me. Also, I can't even remember if I talked about it yet. That's how unbelievable. But Moxley, who was still, you can see the battle scars. Here's the last play of this insane game. And that's game. And watch the crap start flying now into the stadium. All right. Anyways, this game is over, and we'll get back to wrestling. But Bob Moxley beat Nick Gage, is the GCW title holder. Now, I was hoping, I don't know if there's a working relationship with GCW. Like I said, I don't know if there's a working relationship, because I was kind of disappointed that he did not have the title with him. I'd love to see him walk out with it. Because GCW is as hot as it's ever been. They're hyping next year. I think it's in January. They're going to wrestle in the Hammerstein Ballroom, which is the spiritual home for you old people like me of ECW. Very cool. But I was kind of a little disappointed that he did not have the tile around his waist. Would have kind of been cool. But anyways, it's not a criticism. It's just cool when you see wrestlers from other titles, from other federations wearing their title. Anyways, but even though he is AEW through and through. That being said, you had a great match with the Young Bucks, Adam Cole, Bay Bay versus the Dark Order. I do like every time I call tags with the boys, he always picks up the win. So he can keep saying, I made a recovery. It's great. Dark Order looked good. Jungle Boy, after he got attacked backstage, attack him. I'd love to see Adam Cole, Jungle Boy match. I think that's what they're setting up for. Possibly Full Gear. Now, I know there's been spoilers set out. Who knows if it's accurate? There's a photo of Tony Khan with that. We had the MJF Sting face off. Tony Knight Ford versus Kira Hogan. And, of course, you had Adam Page, live appearance, one of the best promos he's ever done. Flat out, awesome. Talking about his long two-year trip to try to get the title. Now, I'm not a lot of people think he's going to win it, which would not totally surprise me, because I think that's what they've been trying to set up. But I was hoping it'd be in Vegas, because they have not announced Double or Nothing this year yet. It would be an awesome match. But that is basically, there's only two matches on Full Gear right now listed. It is Kenny Omega with Don Callis versus Hangman Page. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. And like I said, I think Hangman Page is finally going to win the title. In fact, happy birthday, Kenny Omega. I'm sure you'll be listening to this. He is now 38. And Page is, how old is Page? Page is 30. So, yeah, he is definitely doing it. The other thing they're having is the to set up the next challenger for the AEW title. Now, looking at it, they did announce it. You have 10 from A Dark Order versus Jon Moxley. I'm guessing Jon Moxley is going to win that. Orange Cassidy versus Powerhouse Hobbs. I'm assuming Powerhouse Hobbs is going to win that, setting up a Moxley Orange Cassidy, which will be awesome. You have Dustin, not Cody, facing. I got excited, by the way, when I saw, I was like, Cody Rhodes versus Daniel Bryan Danielson. No, 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 you're just not looking right. Anyways, Dustin Rose, who was all of 52 and could whip my butt, he made his debut in 1988. That's a crazy amount of wrestling. Anyways, I'm going to assume Bryan Danielson is going to beat him. Then you have Lance Archer versus Eddie Kingston. Lance Archer versus, assuming Lance Archer is going to win that. So your semifinals are 10 versus and Moxley and Lance Archer and Bryan Danielson. Now, I think, if I remember correctly, if I hear it, Danielson and Dustin and Archer and Eddie are, those are going to be on next Saturday. So after that, I think you're going to have Danielson versus Moxley, and I think Danielson's going to win. Setting up an interesting match. If it's Hangman, that would be a great match. A good way of putting a young talent over, which AEW does a great job of. There was a big article, a lot of talk how many stars are over 40 in the WWE. Well, they don't do anything to get guys over. They don't promote them. They always, every time something happens, they immediately go back to, they keep guys, to the guys like Goldberg and stuff like that. They can't. They got to make young talent. I know that's one of the reasons they redid the NXT 2.0, which I have not watched because I haven't had any time yet. Hopefully soon I'll be able to check out a show. I hear it. I loved the Yellow Brand. I really did. The takeovers are awesome. We'll see what these takeovers are. If they do any takeovers soon. But those are your kind of your, and the ending match was, where we got it? Bryan Danielson versus Bobby Fish and Danielson winning. Great, 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 great match. And Bobby Fish is officially All Elite. Now, we did get a little news on Buddy Murphy, ex-WWE. He is going to be with New Japan, which I think is going to be awesome. Now, he didn't wrestle anything like the G1. I don't think his 90-day feet clause was over. Now, currently, I got to double-check my schedule. Currently, in the G1, which is probably the best. Now, I have not been able to watch it. Normally, it's in a different part of the year. And these last couple of years, it's just been tough. And it's tough to teach. Stay up to 2, 3 in the morning, go to sleep, and have a good 3 hours sleep, coach all day. I really can't do it. Getting too old for that. But the G1 is one of my favorite. Hopefully everything's opening up so we can have the G1 like it was a couple of years ago. In Block A, these are the people that are tied with 12 points. You have Kota Ibushi, Zack Sabre Jr., Shoga Tanahashi. I think I said that right. I think you're going to get Ibushi, and you have your choice between Jeff Cobb and Okada, which is my favorite wrestler. Okada might be the best wrestler I've ever seen. Now, his momentum slowed since the pandemic. New Japan's momentum slowed since the pandemic and AEW. A lot of things. But I think after we get more stuff open, because those are the guys, I would love to see Okada and Zack Sabre Jr. and Jeff Cobb, who has wrestled in AEW before. Bushi, of course, you want to see him wrestle Kenny Omega. That's the one match I will fly to if Okada faces Kenny Omega in the U.S. I will go to that match. I will book a flight and fly just for that match if they will ever set that up again, which I think they will. And I think Ibushi and Omega are eventually going to face. But those are my picks. And the final is October 21st in where are they wrestling this? I act like I know Japan, which I was planning to go to, but you know, COVID doesn't like us to have nice things and enjoy ourselves. To get myself to Japan. But anyways, and like I said, it's been an amazing couple of nights. Amazing things what AEW is doing. Amazing things with GCW, and I like the momentum they're doing. Let me double check when they're doing the wrestling event in GCW. But I like the momentum they're on right now. Since the Dark Side of the Ring, they've really been able to do a great job of just getting out there. And they've got so many different guys in the group and going in and out. It's just great with all this open door thing. But I'm very excited on what's going on with wrestling. I think I'll stop now. I rambled for a good 24 minutes and tried to watch football and just be the goof that I am. But AEW is doing good. I'll see you next Saturday, plan. And then we'll go back to Wednesday shows, maybe a little more free time. But anyways, this is David Chamberlain with Because Wrestling. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at Because Wrestling at 8@gmail.com. I will talk to you guys next week. Good to hear from you. Bye-bye.